top of the key. Now gets it right wing for Collip. Collip pulls, gets it into the paint for Lodwig. Puts up a shot off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Buckland. They have a little trouble corralling it, and they pass it into Collip. Collip now gets it to Lodwig just from 2 feet out. She tried to pass it off to Alexander. Alexander gets it and gets it off to Collip, who brings it back to the top of the key. She gets it now to the right corner and tried to pass it, but before she did that, she shuffled the feet. It's a turnover on Brashear, going to be Buckland ball.
So in the first quarter, 4:56 left in the first quarter, Tigers with the early advantage, 2-0.
Buckland tried to get the ball in, and Collip knocked it out of bounds. It's going to be Buckland ball again. The press is working good for Brashear so far, and they pass it in. Alexander knocks it away, but it's recovered by Buckland's Alyssa Ware. She gets it into Allison Liebhart, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by her sister, Amber Liebhart.
She's fouled to make the try and going for the shot. I think it's probably on Collip.
They tag Amber Alexander for the foul. That's her first, team's first. And Amber Liebhart has two free throws coming. First one's up and off the back of the rim, no good. Second one, she dribbles. Now puts it in the air, up, off the back rim, no good again. This time rebounded by Brashear. Alexander gets it to Mountain, and Mountain's going the other way.
Mountain brings it across the timeline on top of the key, dribbles it over to Collip, hands it off to Collip right wing to Lodwig into Alexander. Her shot up off the glass is good. 4-0, Tigers with the advantage. Tigers with the full court press. Get the ball in. Alexander nearly blocks it, but Butter controls the ball and gets it across the timeline with Ware with the ball. And she loses the handle on it, and Collip comes up with it, and she'll bring it back the other way. Collip dribbles it over the right wing, passes it to Ladwick on the right corner. Gets it in the paint to Alexander at the right block. She tries to shoot it, but backs off, hands it off to Ladwick, and her shot from the outside is no good. And they're going to call a foul on Amber Alexander on the rebound.
That'll be her second foul in the early going here with 3:53 left to go in the first quarter. 4-0, Brashear.
Woods in for Collip for the Tigers. Tigers with a full court press again. Liebhart will inbound it. She gets it into her sister, the redheaded of the Liebhart twins, and it goes out of bounds off of a Buckland player, so it'll be Tigers ball going back the other way. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers over on the far side. She gets it to Adrian Mountain, passes it back to Carmen Woods in the right corner. She looks to pass it in, kicks it back out to Mountain. He'll bring it around to the top of the key over the left-hand side. Picks up the dribble, gets it back to Lodwig. Lodwig passes it into Slavin, but Slavin is double-teamed. It's going to go nearly. Well, there's going to be kind of a scrum. Ball rolls all the way across the floor, and Tigers are going to retain possession of it.
Nobody really knew what to do when the ball was on the floor. They all kind of stood there and looked at it.
Inbounds to Woods. She looks to get it into Alexander, but kicks it back to Lodwig. Lodwig back to the right corner, back to Woods on the right wing. Wood picks up the dribble and gives it over to Adrian Mountain. And she takes the left wing back to the left corner. Slavin tries to set a screen for Ladwig. Kind of the old pick and roll, but it wasn't there. So he gets it back out to Mountain at the free throw line, and she puts it in. So Tigers 6-0, 3 minutes left in the first quarter.
Buckland here attempting to break the pass to get it off to the left wing for Ware. She dribbles all the way into the lane, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Ladwig of Brashear, and she's headed the other way. She had Alexander running, but she didn't see her. Ludwig tries to take it in herself, loses control of it, and goes out of bounds. It's going to be Buckland ball. Collip enters the game for Mountain now. And Brashear's going to put on their press. They enter the ball straight into the hands of Amber Alexander, and it appears like she was fouled. Going to call a jump ball. That was a poor pass there by Buckland right into the hands of Alexander.
Of course, Amber's a pretty good jumper. She can kind of come out of nowhere and get those balls, and she sure did that in that situation.
Liebhart enters to Ware this time, and Ware gets it back to Liebhart, the Amber Liebhart, that is, and she hands off to Gall at the top of the key. Gall gets it to Amber Liebhart, left wing, dribbles in from the left free throw line, no good, rebounded by Slavin. Slavin's going to get it off to Collup, and Collup's going to head the other way. She gets it into the right corner to Ludwig. She holds. She puts it on the floor, and now gets it to Alexander, and Alexander is defended by two players. They're going to get a
jump ball.
Jump ball. Looked like she might have been fouled on that play. They inbound the ball to Ludwig, who puts up a shot from 6 feet off the glass, and it's good.
That 21 inbound is pretty tough for those other teams to cover when you got three girls that are over 5'9". Tigers with the advantage, 8-0. Shot by Buckland, but Alexander comes up with the rebound, hands it off to Carmen Woods, and we're coming the other way with 1:52 left in the first period. Woods comes across the timeline, dribbles it over the right side, back to Ludwig in the right corner. Ludwig puts it on the floor, then picks it up, back out to call up the right wing. She's going to dribble around the horn over the left-hand side on the near side, back to the left corner. And Ludwig ends up with the ball, and there's going to be almost a scrum on the floor. Collup comes up with it, hands it off to Woods. Collup was on the floor when she did that. Lucky she wouldn't call with the travel. But over to Ludwig, and she's going to drive the baseline on the right-hand side, but then pulls it up, kicks it back to Collup, the right ring. She dribbles it all the way around the horn to the left side. And she's going to be called with walking with the ball. So with the turnover, it'll be Buckland's ball with 1 minute, 16 seconds left in the first period. Tigers lead it 8-0.
Too much dribbling here by Brashear. Looks like they need to get it in, get a good shot. They just dribble around. Meanwhile, ball is passed into Woods. Woods was trying to, I don't know if she was trying to pass it, trying to take off, but whatever she was trying to do, it didn't work because she traveled with the ball. It's going to be Buckland ball again.
I think she was mugged in the process of trying to get it down on the floor.
Buckland gets it into Gall. Gall gets it to the left side for Hicks. Hicks gets it across to Gall. Now, Gall has it at the top of the key for Buckland. She dribbles left side into traffic, tries to get it off to her teammate, and it's corralled out by herself. She puts it up, no good. It's going to be out of bounds off of Emily Ludwig, I believe.
53 seconds left in the first period. Tigers still lead it 8-0. Inbounds to Buckland, shot by number 24. That's going to be Shoemaker. It was a little bit short, but it bounced off the rim and ended up going in.
Now Buckland puts on a press on the Tigers. Work, because Ashley Collup was traveling with the ball. How many turnovers is that so far in the early going, John?
Too many. Of course, the press is going to be pretty good, pretty effective against the Tigers, I'm afraid. Gall has the ball for Buckland. She dribbles around the left-hand side, guarded by Mountain. Picks up the dribble, gets it in to number 24, Shoemaker. Her shot is up and short. Slavin comes up with the rebound. We'll go back the other way. Mountain with the ball for the Tigers. She brings it up and across the timeline with 20 seconds left in the first. Dribbles it over the right-hand side. Bounce pass to Elsie, back to Ludwig, the baseline. She picks up the dribble back out to Elsie, the right wing, out to Adrian Mountain at the top of the key. 8 seconds left in the first. Mountain gets it back to the left corner, and the shot is up and no good. And Buckland comes up with the rebound, and time expires. After one, Tigers lead it 8-2. If you're just joining us, we got started a little bit late tonight. Buckland's bus had some problems, but we're going now, and we're at the end of one period of play. Tigers lead it 8-2. What do you see as the highlights so far in this game, Tyler?
A lot of mistakes by Brashear in the early going, walking with the ball, and they try to dribble too much and create too much off the dribble. Looks like they can get the ball inside and put up some easy shots. They have the height advantage inside, get up some easy shots off the glass. Also, the press has worked very well for both teams. I'll expect them to continue pressing.
That was going to be my next question. What do you expect in this game, Tyler, from here on?
Press, press, press.
Coming out on the floor for the Tigers, we've got Mountain, LZ, Woods, Ludwig, and Slavin. It'll be Buckland's ball. They'll inbound it on the far side. Having a little trouble getting it in, but they finally get it in to Gall. She brings it across the timeline over on the far side. Guarded by Mountain. She picks up the dribble. Kicks it out to Shoemaker. Shoemaker drives it in the lane, but doesn't take the shot. Kicks it out to Liebhardt, whose shot is blocked by Slavin. And so the Tigers will bring the ball back the other way. Mountain with the ball, comes across the timeline, kicks it over to Elsie, the right wing, back to Ladwig, screen set by Slavin. On the pick and roll, but it's not there, kicks it back out to Mountain, the right wing, back to Elsie at the top of the key. She's going to dribble around over to the left-hand side, gets it back to Ladwig, the left corner. Ladwig into Woods at the left block. That shot's not there. She kicks out the Mountain at the free throw line. Her shot is no good. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Buckland's ball coming the other way.
Just a tad off there for Mountain. Buckland's going to inbound it with Bashir Preston. Gets to Gall. Gall's running the other way. She pulls up at the three-point line and is going to take it back to the top of the key now. She holds, swarmed by Brashear defenders, now gets it to Ware. Ware gets it into the corner for Liebhardt, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Ladwig, and she's going the other way. She gets it into the right elbow, gets it now into the right block for Slavin. Slavin puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Buckland's Gall. Now Gall is off to the races, heading down to their basket. She gets into the left corner, now to the left elbow for Ware. Ware tried to get a right block for one of the Liebhardt sisters. They're both standing there next to each other, and they looked at it go right out of bounds. It's going to be Brashear ball. Alexander checks in for Slavin, and Woods will inbound it for Brashear. Buckland, again, is pressing. Woods to inbound. They get it into Elsie. Elsie gets it now right side for Mountain. Mountain is double-teamed. Now she gets it back to Elsie. Elsie's going to get it across the timeline. Left side, and the ball is a little too high for her. They're going to say she retained possession. Looked like a travel to me. Now they get it right wing for Mountain. Mountain has it, gets it to the top of the key for Elsie. Elsie looked like she might have traveled again. Now gets it to the right block. She's swarmed by defenders once again. Now back out to Mountain at the top of the key. Mountain's guarded closely by Shoemaker. Now Mountain gets it in the left block for Ladwig. Ladwig is, again, pounced by defenders. Now, in fact, the top of the key for Elsie. Elsie tried to get it to Mountain. It's stolen by Shoemaker, and Elsie poked it away from Shoemaker, and Mountain recovers it. Mountain's going to bring it back for Brashear at the top of the key. Looked like a double dribble, maybe.
Well, she had both hands on the ball. I don't hardly see how it wouldn't be, but we'll take it.
I think the ref blinked while that was happening. It doesn't matter. There's a scrum for the ball. They're going to get a jump ball tied up between Alexander and Gall, I believe.
Yep. Woods is going to inbound it for the Tigers. Ashley Collup comes back in the game for Elsie. Woods with the ball, gets it in to Ladwig, and her shot up off the glass is no good. She's usually pretty reliable with that inbound pass, but didn't work that time.
Cassidy is heading up the other way for Buckland. She tried to stop, but she slipped, so it's going to be a travel on her. It's going to be Brashear ball.
Woods will inbound it for the Tigers.
Woods can't find anybody to get it to with the Buckland press.
Gets it to Collip. She gets it up ahead to Ladwig. Nice play there, breaks the press, and she takes it all the way, and her shot's no good. Amber Alexander with the rebound, no good, and they're going to call a jump ball. 3 minutes, 9 seconds left in the half. Tigers still lead it 8-2. Liebhardt, Amber Liebhardt, gets it in to Gall. And, oh, man, they get it all the way ahead up to number 40, which is Duncan, and she wasn't looking and went right over her head and out of bounds. So it'll be Tigers' ball.
If Duncan had been paying attention, it could have been an easy 2 points for Buckland because nobody was back for Brashear.
Tigers get it ahead up to Ludwig. And she's set up to take a shot, about a 12-foot shot, but she walked with it while she was trying to make that shot. So it'll be with the turnover, will be Buckland's ball. 2 minutes, 57 seconds left in the half.
Once again, Brashear turns it over, traveling. I don't know how many times they've done it tonight. It's only, there's still 2:56 left to go in the second quarter here, 8-2.
Amber Liebhardt tried to inbound it for Buckland and stepped on the line. So with the turnover, it'll be Tigers' ball. Woods will inbound it for the Tigers under their own basket. Into Ladwig, and there's that shot again, right off the glass for an easy two. It just doesn't seem like anybody that we have played has figured out how to deal with that inbound pass.
Alexander back for Brashear this time on the press, but Liebhardt dribbles around her, puts up a layup off the bottom of the backboard. It's no good, but rebounded by Buckland. They get the ball into Ware. Ware fumbles around with it. Now gets it right wing for Liebhart. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Alexander. Alexander holds it high. Now gets it to Mountain, who's going to go the other way.
2:27 less than a half. Mountain brings it across the timeline at the top of the key. Dribbles over the right-hand side to call up the right wing. He looks to get it in, but thinks better of it. Tries to get it out to Mountain, and is kicked out of bounds by
Cassidy. Butler. Cassidy had a good play on that one.
Yeah, that was one of those plays you could see coming about 3 seconds before it happened.
Now, Ludwig has it for Brashear, top the key. She gets a right wing for Kopp, whose 15-footer is good. That was a good shot by Kopp. She was wide open, decided to take it.
Yep, those are shots she needs to take. Boy, she was on the line.
Yeah, it looked like she it was Liebhart again throwing it in for Buckland. She throws it in, but she recovers it, but it looked like she stepped on the line when she was doing it. Now Buckland presses, and they get the ball to Kopp. Kopp appeared to have stepped out of bounds, but they're going to say...
And they say she was helped out a little bit.
Pushed out of bounds. Anyway, it's going to be Brashear ball. Call gets it to Mountain, and Mountain's going to set up the offense for Brashear.
1:51 left in the half. Mountain up at the top of the key over to call up the right corner. Kicks it back out to Mountain. Nearly stolen again. Mountain's going to bring it around the left-hand side this time. She's guarded closely by that Cassidy girl. Mountain tries to get it in to Ludwig, but it's not there. And I can't see what happened for sure.
I think we threw it out of bounds. That's my guess.
Amber Alexander's going the other way, so I'd say it's going to be Buckland's ball. Elsie's going to be checking in the game for the Tigers for Adrian Mountain coming out. 1:37 left in the half. Tigers lead it 12-2.
Buckland gets the ball into Liebhart. Liebhart dribbles the length of the court, and now is stopped by Alexander on the other end, and she's triple-teamed, and she gets it out to Cassidy. Now to the left block for Ware, puts it off the glass, no good, rebounded by Ware, puts up another shot, and this time she was fouled by Emily Ludwig, and she'll shoot two.
You know, the rule is when you're triple-teaming somebody, there's usually somebody else open. And that was the case. She just couldn't convert it.
It's always a good philosophy to find somebody else when you have three guys on you.
Ware's shot is a little too strong, bounces right back to her. 1:24 left in the half, Tigers lead at 12-2.
Ware doesn't have the most graceful free throw attempts, does she?
Second shot, this one's off the glass. Pretty strong, but with the aid of the glass, she gets the conversion. 12-3, Tigers. Slavin back in the game for Ludwig. So Slavin takes Woods' place, and she'll inbound it for the Tigers. Better get somebody open, girls. They get it to Elsie. Elsie's going to be double-teamed back there, but she doesn't get through it, and Gall ends up with the ball, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Tigers' ball.
It was a great play by Elsie to stay with her after the ball was stolen, because Buckland had three girls down on their end, and we only had Elsie, and Elsie knocked the ball out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say that Buckland dribbled out of bounds. Anyway, it's still a good play by Elsie. Now they get the ball to Alexander. Alexander gets it left wing for Woods. Woods gets it to the free throw line for Slavin. Slavin holds, passes out to Kopp, and she might have been assisted on that pass. Kopp dribbles into the down. She tries to get down to the right corner, and she walks with the ball. Yet another turnover for Brashear.
Gall will inbound it for Buckland. They get it to Liebhart. Liebhart knocks it up ahead, and got another one of these scrums on the floor, but they come up with it, and Liebhart puts it in for two. That was sort of an accidental opportunity.
It was lucky. Now Elsie has the ball with 40 seconds left to go in the first half. She passes it to, I think she passed it off of the thigh of Brittany Gall of Buckland, so it'll remain with Brashear. Ludwig and Mountain check into the game for Alexander and Elsie. For the last 39.5 seconds.
Slavin will inbound it over on the far side to Mountain. Mountain brings it across the timeline to Kopp on the left corner. Back to Ludwig. Ludwig brings it out, hands it off to Mountain. Mountain will take it around the corner to the opposite way to Ludwig to Kopp right wing to Ludwig in the corner. The pick and roll set by Slavin. Shot is up off the glass. No good. Buckland comes up with the rebound. It's a nice looking shot. She's tried it both two times, but just hasn't been able to convert it. Buckland comes back the other way. Cassidy with the ball on the right wing. Cross-court pass, kind of a dangerous pass, but it's too Gall, and she puts it up and converts. Time expires. Tigers lead it 12-7.
We'll be back in about 10 minutes for the second half action.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Brashear Arena for tonight's matchups between the Buckland Bulldogs and the Brashear Lady Tigers. It's halftime of the girls' game. Tigers lead it 12-7. Clock is about 2 minutes, so we should be underway here in just a few minutes with the second half of tonight's action. All right, we're ready to get underway in the second half of play between the Brashear Lady Tigers and the Buckland Bulldogs. Tigers lead it 12-7. Tyler, what do you see in tonight's second half of action?
I see some presses by both teams here. Buckland's done well with the press, as has Brashear. And I don't know if the turnovers by Brashear will continue or not, but they really need to cut those down.
Yeah, the one advantage they had, they seem to me to be have the advantage on turnovers. If they can convert on some of those on the offensive boards and with some easy putbacks, they ought to do well in this second half. It'll be the Tigers' ball. Collip will inbound it for the Tigers, who are waiting Adrian Mountain. On the floor for the Tigers are those two, plus Ladwig, Alexander, and Slavin. Mountain dribbles around to the right corner and nearly loses a handle on it.
And
I think
does. It looks like the turnover bug wasn't lost at halftime. Going to be Buckland ball now. They get the ball into Ware, a big girl who takes it across the timeline for him. Whatever works, she gets it down to the right block, puts up a shot, no good, partially blocked by Ludwig there, I believe, and corralled by Amber Alexander. Mountain's going to head the other way for Brashear. She takes it right wing and holds. Tries to get it to the right corner, but instead gets it to call up at the free throw line. She puts it high off the glass and in. Okay shot, I guess, for call up. Just a little unusual for her.
And she did that a time or two the other night, so she's getting a little bit better at taking that opportunity of putting it up. Buckland bring the ball back the other way, and the Shoemaker takes it coast to coast and puts it in, and Tigers with the advantage now 14-9. Slavin inbounds it to Mountain. Full press by Buckland. Get it out to Collip. Collip's going to get it up towards the timeline. Has to stop, turn around, and go the other direction. But she gets it across, dribbles over the right-hand corner to Ladwig. Hands it off to Ladwig. She drives in the baseline, puts a shot up, but Slavin with the rebound. And she kicks it out to Mountain on the left wing. Mountain will take it back the right way to the right corner. And picks up the dribble, gets it out to Collip at the free throw line. Collip to Ladwig over the right side, back to Mountain, the right corner. She puts it up, shot short, goes out of bounds, and they're going to say the Tigers retain possession of the ball. That's probably a lucky call, too, I would say, Tyler.
Yeah, that's what it looked to me like. Here's a shot by Ladwig up, and no good. Rebounded by Buckland. Gall's taking it the other way for Buckland. She gets it to the free throw line for Shoemaker. Puts it up in nothing but now line for Shoemaker. That was a good-looking shot. And brings the score to 14-11 in favor of Brashear. Tight game now. 4:05 left to go in the third quarter. Collip has the ball for Brashear. Takes it down to the right corner. Gets it up to the right wing for Ludwig. Ladwig goes around to Collip's screen. Now gets it back to her right wing. Puts it up and off the glass. Collip is on fire now with those bank shots.
Well, you know when they're on fire, you better get the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
Shoemaker brings it across the timeline. Loses a handle on it, but they'll retain possession of the ball. Woods in the game for Alexander. It'll be Buckland's ball. Tigers set the defense, shots up and well short. Slavin comes up with a rebound. Hands it off to Mountain. Mountain will bring the ball back the other way. Mountain dribbles it around the left to wing, or right wing, I should say. Gets it back to the right corner, right in front of the Tiger bench. Back to Ladwig. Ladwig out to call up at the free throw line. She dribbles around the right-hand side, down the right corner. Gets it into Woods at the right blocks. She's double-teamed. Kicks it back out to Mountain at the free throw line. Mountain will dribble back over to the right-hand side again. And backs it up a bit.
Mountain gets it to, tries to get it to Collup, and it's off of Collup's hands out of bounds. Going to be Buckland ball now. Buckland gets it into Liebhard, and she gets it to her sister, Amber Liebhard. Gets it back to Allison Liebhard on the right wing. She dribbles around a Brashear defender, puts up a shot off the side of the backboard. It's no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. They couldn't recover it before it trickled out of bounds. Going to be Brashear ball now. Slavin to inbound. She gets it to Collup, and Collup is trapped. She gets it to the half-court line where Ludwig gathers it in. Ludwig had open people down by the basket, but she didn't see him. She dribbles to the right elbow and kicks it out to Mountain at the top of the key. Mountain now gets it right wing, dribbles in the right elbow. Now kicks it right wing for Collup back to Mountain. Mountain out inside the free throw line to Ludwig. Puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Buckland's Liebhard.
Ware comes up with it. She loses the handle on it. Mountain comes up with it and takes it back the other way. Takes it in for the easy layup. I guess I shouldn't say easy. She was pretty closely guarded, but she made it look easy. So Tigers with the advantage, 18-11 with 154 left in the period. Tigers with the rebound, shot up a glass, is no good. Collup comes up with it for the Tigers. Tigers with an opportunity here to take a real advantage in this game. Put it out of sight. Collup's shot is up and no good. Slavin with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Ladwig. And her shot up off the glass is good. And with the foul, she'll have the chance for the trifecta.
That was a great display of defense there on that press for Ladwig to steal it and put up a shot. It was no good, but Brashear corralled it. I think they had a couple rebounds in that possession to get the final Ladwig shot in foul here.
It was also a smart play by Slavin. She wasn't in a position right under the basket to shoot it, so she kicked it right back out to Ladwig, who was wide open.
But that going back to that Mountain shot, that it was a terribly tough shot. She did make it look real easy. She had to go around a defender and put it up left-handed. It was a great shot.
Tigers with the trifecta, 136 left in the third. Tigers lead it by a dime, 21-11. Buckland with the ball at the top of the key. It's Gall with it, hands it off. Shot's blocked by Ludwig.
Absolutely stuffed.
That's right. They get it back to Liebhard, who loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. And Buckland, coach, not liking what you see, and she calls a timeout. So with 1:23 left in the third, Tigers rolling ahead, 21-11. Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers to awaiting Chelsea Collup. Not Chelsea, Ashley Collup. And she loses the handle on it, dribbles it out of bounds, and it'll be Buckland's ball.
Cassidy inbound for Buckland. She gets it in with about 2 seconds left and stolen by Woods. And then Woods is promptly fouled by, they're going to tag Allison Liebhard.
Yeah, that was an act of frustration and
no doubt. 21-11 in Brashear's favor, 1:17 left to go third quarter.
Slavin will inbound in front of the Buckland bench. Buckland about forgot which direction they were going. We get it out to Elsie, who's in the game. Elsie about walks with it and gets it up to Collup, but it's knocked out of bounds by Liebhard. So at center court, Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers. 1:12 left in the third. Slavin to Collup. Collup will take it across the timeline, guarded closely by Cassidy. That Cassidy's a good little player. Elsie into Carmen Wood, the free throw line. Her shot's up off the glass is good. Boy, it's lucky she wasn't called for a foul. Did you see her shove that girl afterwards?
The bank is obviously open, though, on Friday night. A lot of Brashear shots have been off the glass.
Yep. Shoemaker hands it off to Cassidy. Cassidy up top, guarded by Woods. And she with the steal, and she's going to take it all away. Cassidy better be careful if she's going to foul her. Kicks it back out to Elsie up the top of the key. Elsie will set the offense. Elsie sure dribbles high, don't you think?
Yeah, she does. For as short as she is, that ball goes up high.
They get it back to Collip in the left-hand corner. She kicks it back out to Woods. Woods is going to dribble around the top of the key over the right-hand side to a waiting Collip in the right corner. I thought maybe she's going to take that shot, but she didn't. She's going to kick it back out to Elsie at the right wing. Elsie dribbles it in the lane and about loses the handle on it, but Carmen Woods comes up with it. She's up at the top of the key. She dribbles around the right-hand side, kicks it back to Collip. Collip's taking that shot this time, and time expires. A good shot, but just didn't fall this time for us. So at the end of three, Tigers lead it 23-11.
Collip had that shot in the corner there earlier, the exact same thing. They designed the play, I'm sure, like that. And she had the ball, and as soon as she caught the ball, she was open. But she opted to take a dribble in to get a little closer and put up the shot. And by the time she did that, the defense was all over. That last time, she just caught it and shot it.
Yeah, she was running out of time that time. I think that's what the coach is talking to her about. You see her having a little discussion with her, and she's acknowledging that she gets the message. The timekeeper is giving me a funny look. Maybe he should just concentrate on keeping the score right. He's shaking his head. Oh, well, here we go. For the last period on the floor for the Tigers, we get Slavin, Woods, Ladwig. No, Ladwig's not out there. Alexander, Elsie, and Collip. It'll be Buckland's ball. They about lose a handle on it. Gall comes up with it, though, and she dribbles it up the center court, guarded closely by Elsie. Kicks it off over to Liebhart, left elbow. Level dribbles it around to the free throw line, puts up a high shot in and out. Slavin comes up with the rebound.
Slavin can't find anybody to give it to. Finally dumps it off to Alexander and gets it to a running Collip. Collip only has one defender to beat, and Allison Liebhart forces her out of bounds. Tumbling out of bounds, Collip was, and they're going to call a turnover on her, I believe.
Boy, it just looked like she ran her head into that solid, solid wall. But it'll be Tigers' ball. Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. Get it out to Chelsea Collip, the right wing. She's going to dribble around the top of the key, turn around, go right back down to the right corner, hands it off to Elsie, and I think Elsie loses the handle on it, goes out of bounds. It'll be Buckland's ball going the other way. 5:24 left in the game. Tigers lead at 23-11. Inbound pass from Liebhart to Liebhart, and it kind of bounced off of Amber Alexander's head. Liebhart came up with it and gets it to Ware at the free throw line. Back to Liebhart, back over to the right corner. Shot is up, in and out. Tigers come up with the rebound. Chelsea Collip, I think they're going to call a jump ball. It was Chelsea Collip and Allison Liebhart with the tie. Ladwig in the game for Slavin, and Adrian Mountain in for Elsie. Looks like Collip's coming out, and Alexis Harrelson in the game for the first time. Carmen Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. Kick it out to Alexis Harrelson. She loses the handle on it.
Everybody loses the handle on it.
And they finally get the ball ahead.
Cassie's got a wide open.
Woods is going to commit the foul. I'm sure that Buckland is saying, why didn't we shoot that while we were running into Carmen Woods?
Well, it was a smart foul there by Woods, because it was a wide open free throw, or a layup, excuse me, if she didn't commit that.
Inbound pass goes out of bounds. It's going to be Tigers' ball.
Another good reason to commit a foul.
Yeah, in that case, we had the fouls to give, and that was a good foul to commit. Woods is going to inbound it for the Tigers. 4:52 left in the game. Woods gives it to Mountain. Mountain's going to bring it the other way. Pressure defense by Buckland, but Mountain breaks it, and her shot up off the glass is good.
Beautiful play there by Mountain. Going to be Buckland ball here. She can't find anybody. Gets it to a running Paige Cassidy. Cassidy takes it to the length of the court, tries to pass it off, and she tried to stop there, and her feet didn't. So they're going to call her at the travel. They're going to be Rashear ball now.
Yeah, I think Amber Alexander was running step to step with her, and she had to pull it up. Pressure defense by Buckland, and they come up with the ball, but they're down the floor. Alexis Harrelson down there in a scrum with with Cassidy, and they're going to call a jump ball. It'll be Buckland's ball, and they'll inbound it under their basket.
That Cassidy with Buckland appears to be everywhere for him. He's kind of a little spark plug. Buckland tries to get it in, bobbed away by Woods, but Ware recovers. Ware goes around a screen to the right block, now kicks it back out to Gall. Gall gets the left wing for Cassidy, but before that, she was fouled by
number 10. That's Carmen Woods, isn't it?
I believe you're correct.
Yes.
That's Woods' second foul, and we're going to have Shelby Rogers into the game for Brashear.
Yeah, I'd say we're going to have a lot of substitutions here in the not-too-distant future.
4:10 left to go of the game. It's 25-11 in favor of the Brashear Tigers.
Seen a lot of guard action in this game, Tyler, something we haven't seen all this season.
Yeah.
Guards putting up a lot of shots, a lot of easy layup baskets, and Ashley Collip put up several shots from around the free throw line. And I'd say that so far in this game, the guard play has made the difference in terms of the points scored.
They've incorporated the guard play a lot more in this game than they have in the past. They're able to drive a little better in this game, it looks like to me so far.
See Buckland's ball in front of the Buckland bench. Gall inbounds it to awaiting Ware. Ware guarded by Harrelson to Liebhart along the right-hand side. Liebhart doesn't know quite what to do with it, and Alexis Harrelson comes up with the ball, and she puts it on the floor.
Guess who's there for Buckland?
Cassidy's right there with her. I shouldn't say she puts it on the floor. She puts herself on the floor.
Yeah, she was down there, too.
Gall will inbound it in front of the Buckland bench. Gets it to Cassidy, of course. Cassidy drives it up to the top of the key. What grade is this Cassidy girl? She's a good little player.
Freshman, I believe. Anyway, she gets the ball back to Gall. Gall has it to stop the key. Now gets your right wing. She goes around the screen, puts up a 15-footer off the rim line, and then off the backboard. No good. Going to be out of bounds off of Brashear.
Yeah, I think Shelby Rogers knocked it out of bounds. So it's going to be Buckland's ball. 3:39 left in the ball game. Tigers lead it 25-11.
Buckland gets the ball into. Well, they try to get it into Cassidy, and they didn't have to throw it to Amber Liebhart, but the ball goes out of bounds. They're going to stay off for Shear again, so Buckland will be able to try it again.
Got some new players coming in for Buckland as well. We've got Taylor Bailey, number 30, in the game for the first time.
Buckland trying to get the ball in. Almost got it into Cassidy, but stolen by Mountain. And Mountain's going the other way, but not before some kind of foul.
I think the foul is going to be on Amber Liebhart. Carmen Woods will inbound it for the Tigers. 14 fouls on Buckland, 2 on the Tigers in this half of play.
Woods inbound
to Alexis Harrelson, who drives it in. Her shot up off the glass is good. Thankfully, that glass backboard's there, Tyler.
Here we go. Gall gets it into none other than Cassidy for Buckland. She holds and tries to get around. They're going to call a Woods, I think, with a hold or a block or something illegal.
Yeah, they were both trying to go to the same place at the same time.
Neither one of them gave any ground at all.
I'd say both these girls seem to be pretty determined players. It'd be Buckland's ball. They're trying to get it in. They kick it up ahead. It was number 14 that inbounded it, which is Brooke Stanley. That's her first action in the game. I think the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Tigers' ball. Get it into Mountain, who picks up the dribble, kicks it up ahead, and they're going to say she was fouled by either Cassidy or Liebhart. I'm not sure which.
That'll be on Liebhart, and I believe it's her second foul of the game. Meanwhile, Harrelson here is going to inbound for Brashear. Gets it into Elsie, who entered the game, almost traveled with it. She's going to take it across for the Tigers. 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 27-11 in favor of the Tigers. Elsie gets it to the right corner for Ludwig, and then she kicks it back out to Elsie on the right wing. Elsie gives it back to Mountain, top the key, who dribbles right wing. Now to Ludwig into the corner. Ludwig gets it off to Shelby Rogers off the right block, and it's up and good off the glass. 29-11, 2:39 left to go, fourth quarter.
Rashear again presses, but Buckland gets the ball into Stanley. She takes it down the court. Now it's swarmed by Brashear defenders and recovers her own pass attempt. Now she gets it into the left block for, I can't tell, it was Duncan. And Duncan lost it to Harrelson. And Harrelson then got to the other end of the court and fell down. Went out of bounds off of Buckland, I believe.
So it's going to be Buckland's ball with 2:13 left in the game. Tigers lead at 29-11. Buckland gets it across the timeline. Number 30 kicks it over to the left wing. Back out the top of the key, guarded by Harrelson. Harrelson better be careful. She kicks it across the timeline. They're going to call her for an over and back. It'll be Tigers' ball. Smart play that time. Sometimes Harrelson's a little bit guilty of slapping and get some cheap fouls against her, but this time she did the right thing and just got on the ball. Be Elsie's going to bring it back across the timeline for the Tigers. Dribbles it over the right-hand side. Abby.
Get it to call up there. Puts up the shot off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Rogers. Her shot's up and off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Harrelson. Hit her in the shoulder a couple times before she grabbed it, but she finally came away with it. She gets it off to Rogers at the six-foot mark. Now she passes off to Cobb. Her shot's blocked. Cobb takes it off to the right wing, puts up a shot no good off the front iron, and there's a scrum for the ball. Harrelson comes with it, gets it up to the top of the key for Elsie. Elsie dribbles in, right elbow, puts up a shot just a little short, no good. Going to go out of bounds off of Buckland. It'll remain with Brashear.
Yeah, that was kind of an air ball that Elsie put up. We got Abby McKim in the game for the first time, and also I believe that's Danielle Hoskins, isn't it?
Yeah, she's in there. In fact, they give her the ball. She puts up a shot. It's partially blocked, and Duncan comes with it for Buckland. She hands off to Stanley, who takes it the other way.
We get it off to Candace Melton, who's passed into the paint. Got a lot of younger kids here. They're dribbling back out at the top of the key, and Alexis Harrelson tries for the steal, and she commits a foul.
We got a couple of three new enters for Brashear here.
Got Longano and Sydney Slavin checking in the game for the first time, and Amanda Horton as well. So we got Longano, Horton, McKim, Slavin in the game for the Tigers. Buckland players down on the floor.
Dribbling, too.
Yeah, gives it to Horton. Horton.
Oh, there's a lot of sloppy play here at the end.
Yeah. 40 seconds left in the game. Tigers lead at 29-11.
It's going to be Brashear ball here. Hoskins is going to get it in to Abby McKim. McKim has it at the top of the key. She's dribbling right wing. Now decides to go back left. Passes off to Hoskins. Hoskins almost loses control of it, but regains and takes it left wing. Almost stolen again. Now she passes off to McKim at the top of the key, and it's knocked away, but McKim recovers. Oh, they're going to call over and back. I don't think that's the right call because it was knocked away by a defender.
Yep, I agree with you, but I guess they wanted to let some of the Buckland players have a chance to handle the ball a little bit.
21.7 seconds left to go, 29-11 in favor of Brashear.
That friendly glass for Buckland came into play that time. Their shot is up and good, 29-13. Tigers. Slavin will inbound it to awaiting Amanda Horton. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed, maybe, and gets it across the timeline, but then it goes out of bounds.
They're going to say Buckland knocked it out, I believe.
Yep. And Slavin will inbound it for the Tigers.
Final 5.3 seconds left to go here. Oh, maybe a step. They get it off to Hoskins with... She gets it off before the buzzer, and it's no good. Final score is 29-13 in favor of the Brashear Tigers.
So the clock has been reset for 10 minutes, and we'll be back in that amount of time for tonight's boys matchup between the Buckland Bulldogs and the Brashear Tigers. This is John Slavin, joined by
Tyler Killen
from the Brashear Arena in Brashear, Missouri.
down to wrap the numbers quickly. First number, 699. Second.
Well, we're getting ready for the boys' half of the doubleheader here. We have the Brashear Tigers facing the Buckland Bulldogs. For the Buckland Bulldogs, the starters are Derek Jackson, Mark Finney, Brock Finney, Jordan Harder, and Kevin Almond. For Brashear, the starters will be Justin Hazen, Anthony Ambrosia, Matt Thomas, Kylie Watson, and Ryan Ferdig. We expect this game to be a little more fast-paced and a little more aggressive than the girls' game, but hopefully the same outcome here as we get ready to tip off. Watson wins the tip for Brashear, and they're headed down to their side of the court. Hazen will run the point for Brashear. Calls out a play, gets a right wing for Ambrosia, top the key for Thomas. Thomas holds, now gets into the corner for Ambrosia, now to Watson up off the backboard. It's good. 2-0 early, Brashear. Head the other way for Buckland is Derek Jackson. Gets it to the top of the key for Finney. Brock Finney, that is. Now gets it right wing for Jackson. Jackson holds. Fake passes. Now stolen by Hazen. Hazen's going the other way, and he's gone. Puts it up and in. 4-0. 5:23 left to go. First quarter. Ball stolen by Ferdig, but he's loses it into the hands of Finney, Brock Finney. Finney dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot off the backboard. Good shot, man. That was a great play by Finney.
That was a good dribble drive by Finney right into the key.
Thomas has the ball for Brashear, gets it into Watson. Watson up and rattles around, no good. Out of bounds, saved by Buckland to Watson. Watson holds it too low. It's going to be a
jump ball for Buckland.
Jump ball. Possession now favors Buckland. Buckland able to get into Brock Finney. He appears to be the main ball handler for him in the early going. Finney dribbles around some defenders and now has it at the top of the key. Keeps it right wing for Jackson. Jackson holds. Looks, now gets him in the corner for Harder. Harder goes in, puts up a shot blocked by Ferdig, and he gets it to Thomas going the other way. Almost an alley-oop style pass to Hazen. Hazen puts it up off the glass. It's good. 6-2 Brashear.
Can't see the call there. Brashear ball. Looks like Buckland steps over the line.
They get the ball into Thomas, and he makes the shot, but I think they're going to wave it. They're going to call a foul before the shot on Harder, Jordan Harder. It's going to be Brashear ball again. They get the ball into Watson. He puts up a shot just a little too soft, rebounded by Ferdig. Ferdig puts it in, up and off the glass. 8-2 in the early going in favor of Brashear. 4:09 left to go, first quarter. Buckland gets the ball to Finney. Finney cross-court pass to Ryan Ferdig of Brashear. Ferdig has a little loop pass to Watson, I think, was his target there, and he threw it out of bounds. It's going to be Buckland ball. The Tigers press is just absolutely dominating the Bulldogs here. Finney takes it the other way, and it's going to be, well, it should have been stolen, but it's instead corralled by number 5, Mark Finney of Buckland. He got it off to Jackson, now top the key for Brock Finney. Almost loses it over and back. Now stolen by Hazen. Hazen's rumbling the other way. Gets a good pass to Ambrosia up and off the glass. And good. That was a great recovery by Ambrosia because it was too far of a lead pass from Hazen there.
That was a good pass. Could have been a little... He could have let him a little less there.
Yeah, anyway, it worked out. And with 3:35 left to go in the first quarter, it's 10-2. Buckland decided to call a timeout to talk things over here. What do you see the rest of the game so far, Josiah, with the little bit of action you've seen early?
Our defense is completely dominating Buckland at the moment. Brock Finney seems to be the only person on Buckland's team who can handle the ball.
I would say your observations are going to prove correct. And Finney has the ball once again. Now he gets it to Allman and gives it right back to him. Now back to Allman, hands off to Jackson. Jackson appears to do a little ball handling for him. He gets it right wing and is guarded by Hazen. Hazen gets up in his face. Now Jackson goes around and tries to get it off to Finney. Loses it. There's a little scrum for it, and Hazen comes away with it.
Hazen's bringing it up the court. Goes out of play. Passes right to Ambrosia. Top of the key to Matt Thomas. Down in the corner. Up to Kylie Watson. Overshoots. Out of bounds. Buckland ball. Brock Finney passes it in. Alright. Ambrosia steals it. Puts it up. Too hard off the backboard. Ambrosia gets his own rebound. Off the backboard. Matt Thomas gets the rebound.
Quadruple teamed.
Fouled.
Thomas got the ball, and all he wanted to do was go back up and shoot, and there was four guys on him. He has a scorer's mentality, that's for sure.
Trey Trezor taking the ball out for Shear. Ambrosia shoots. A little short.
Speaking of short, Jackson recovers for Buckland. He gets it off to Finney. Finney holds at the top of the key. Finney dribbles, jukes and jives up. Now gets it to Jackson. Jackson puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Trey Trezor of Brashear, and he hands off to Hazen. We're headed the other way. Hazen gets the call in from Coach O'Haver. Now calls it to the team, gets it right wing for Ambrosia. Ambrosia holds two hands above the head, right wing. Gets into the right corner for Hazen. Hazen looks to shoot. He does, just inside the three-point line. No good, rebounded by Thomas. Thomas is fouled, it appears. They don't call it. He gets his own rebound. Puts up another shot off the backboard. This time it's good. 12-2, 1:57 left to go first period. They get it to Finney. Now off to Allman. Now to the other Finney, and then it's stolen by Thomas. Thomas is headed the other way for Brashear. Gets it down to Ambrosia, left block. Ambrosia puts up a shot off the front of the rim. No good, rebounded by Trezor. Trezor puts it up and in off the glass. 14-2, 1:38 left to go, first period. Now a Buckland ball with Brashear press. They get it into the younger Finney, Mark Finney. He gets it to Jackson. Jackson gets it across the timeline, guarded by Thomas. Jackson has it right wing, now top the key for Brock Finney. Brock Finney gets it to the right elbow, puts up the shot, no good, rebounded by Hazen before it goes out of bounds. Hazen has it for Brashear. A little pressure, then they back it off. He's going to take it the other way. Hazen gets it to the free throw line for Furtick. Now right wing for Ambrosia. Ambrosia holds. Right wing for Hazen, now into the right block for Furtick. Puts up the shot off the glass, no good, rebounded by Allman. Allman gets it off to Brock Finney. He makes a good pass to his counterpart there. Harder puts it in, up and in. 51 seconds left to go. 14-4 in favor of Brashear. Thomas has the ball. He appears to slow the pace of the game down a little. They get it left wing for Hazen, now into Thomas. Thomas is stripped by Finney. Finney's going the other way. He has Jackson running with him. But before that, he's tripped up. They're going to get Matt Thomas, I believe, with the foul here. Yeah, that'll be Thomas's first foul, team's first foul. 37.6 seconds left to go, first period, 14-4 in favor of the Tigers. Buckland ball. They get the ball into Jackson. Jackson's wide open for a layup. That was a lack of communication there by Brashear's defense. Hazen gets the ball to Furtick. Furtick has a left block, puts it up and off the glass. It's good. 16-6, 22 seconds left to go, first period. Now Buckland's ball, Jackson passes it to Allman. Allman gets it to Mark Finney. Finney tries to pass it off to Hartnett, and it's no good. The pass is no good. It's stolen by Furtick. Furtick gets it to Hazen at the top of the key. Hazen gets it right wing for Ambrosia, dribbles in, kicks it back out to Hunter Higgins outside the three-point arc, steps on the line. It's banked in, and oh, I'm going to give him 2 points. He had that right foot on the line. There's a heck of a shot there with time winding down. After one, it's 18-6 in favor of Brashear.
Brashear's defense is completely dominating this game. The only points Buckland has scored are on a lack of communication, mostly.
Yeah, I would say Brashear has 18 points. I would say at least 12 of them have come off of turnovers by Buckland. In fact, I'd probably say more than that. I'd say 14, maybe 16 points. Well, after the first quarter, what do you see for the second quarter here, Josiah?
Hopefully a replay.
It's going to be Buckland's ball here that the second half, or second quarter. Looks like somebody fell down and left a little wet spot there on the court. Or maybe that's just us spitting too far here in the broadcast booth.
Hopefully it's not us, or Coach Haber may be mad at us. Brock Finney has the ball out of bounds. Passes into Jackson. Jackson has it. Three-point line guarded by Justin Hazen. Jackson dribbles to the top of the key. Pass to Finney. Finney dribbles into the key. Passes to Allman. Allman passes back to Finney at the top of the key. Finney fakes left, passes right to Jackson. Jackson, bobbled by Jackson Hazen. Passes to Finney, who is tripped by Anthony Ambrosia.
Ambrosia's feet got tangled up with Finney there.
Pass into Jackson. Goes up for the layup. Far over shot. Rebound by Jacob Owens.
It's going to be Owens gets the ball here to Hazen. Hazen at the top of the key. Gets a left wing for Hunter Higgins. Puts up a three. Splash! Hunter's money early. Man, that was a sweet shot. Nothing but net. That makes it 21-6. 5:10 left to go. Oh, man.
Over we have a little for Buckland.
Have a little trouble. They pass the ball off to Kevin Allman. Allman not thinking, tries to get it back to Finney, their main man. Finney hadn't made it across half court, so it was going to be an over and back, and Finney just let it roll out of bounds. It's going to be Brashear Ball here. Out from underneath their own basket. Treasure to inbound, looking to get it to Owens. Does tipped away by Finney, recovered by Hazen. Hazen thinks about it in the right corner, now takes it up to the top of the key. Hazen directs traffic. Calls the play, gets a right wing for Hunter. Hunter, being as hot as he is, should think about taking that shot. Instead, gets it to Hayden at the top of the key. Hayden back to Higgins. Higgins fakes it, now gets it to Hazen into the right block for Trey. Treasure puts up the shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts up another shot, no good. This time rebounded by Buckland. And they get it to Finney, and he's flying the other way. Goes around to a few defenders, now kicks it back out to his brother, I assume, Mark Finney. Now back to Brock Finney. Left wing, Finney. Looking to do something with Hayden on him. Hayden, a bigger guy that can't move as well as he can. And he flies by. Hayden flips it to Harder, puts up the shot off the glass, and it's good. 21-8, 4:14 left to go, first half. Going to be Brashear Ball now. Hazen's coming the other way. They call the play, and they have Owens on the posting up at the free throw line. And instead, they get it left wing, now right wing for Hazen. Hazen gets the treasure off the right block, puts it up and in. 23-8, 3:54 left to go, first half. They get the ball into none other than Finney. Finney goes down the sideline, gets it over left wing for, is that Harder again?
Harder makes the shot.
Harder's been a little hot here recently. 23-10, 3:37 left to go, first half. Hazen with the ball, top the key. Now I guess we're owing for Higgins. Higgins puts up a three. Oh, in and out. Couldn't go for the trifecta there. Now gets it to Brock Finney. Brock Finney flies down the sideline again. Now he pulls it back out to the top of the key. Guarded by Hazen. Is equally as quick, I'm sure.
Pass to Jackson. Jackson dribbles right into the key for Carter. Puts it up. Misses. Rebound by Trey Treasure. Hazen brings it up the court. Calls out a play. In the middle for Trey Treasure. In the key. Switches it.
25-10, 2:53 left to go. First half. They get the ball to Harder. Stolen burst by Trey Treasure. Treasure's running the other way. Goes right by the defender. Puts it up. A easy layup and he misses it. Finney comes away with it. But before that, we're going to get a foul. What do we call here, Josiah? We get a push on Brashear's Justin Hazen. I think that's what they called.
Yep, that would be Hazen's first foul. Finney passes it in to Jackson. Timeout called by Brashear.
Anyway, Brashear calls a timeout. It's they had six guys out on the court. Six guys is one too many if you can do your math right in basketball. They're going to get label Brashear here with the technical, and they chose Cody. I don't know if I'm going to get this right. You can make up your mind here at home. D-O-E-N-G-E-S. I'm going to call him Doinges. I don't know any better. Anyway, Doinges' first shot is good, 25-11. 2:43 left to go, first half. Doinges' second shot is no good. And they are going to give him the timeout now. And if my technical rules that I understand are still correct, it should be Buckland's ball out of the timeout.
I believe that's true.
What do you look for in the rest of the first half here, Josiah, going into the second half?
Buckland started coming back. Harder's made a few good shots.
Yeah, that Harder, he's been pretty hot for him. I'll tell you who is impressing me beyond the arc, Hunter Higgins, lighting it up. I wouldn't be surprised to see another couple of shots here for him. He missed his last one, but it was still in and out. He's dialed in right now. He remains in the game along with Kylie Watson, Matt Thomas, Ryan Furtick, and Trey Treasure for Brashear. Meanwhile, Buckland gets it into Jackson. Jackson gets it to Finney. Finney has it top the key. Now dribbles. Almost travels, tries to hand it off, and he recovers his own mistake, gets it to his brother Mark Finney, puts up the shot, no good, rebounded by
Tyler Watson.
And Watson gives it to Thomas, and we're headed the other way. Thomas had somebody, I believe Furtick, running with him, but he didn't see him. Higgins has it beyond the arc, gets it into Watson off the left block, puts it up and in. 27-11, 2:10 left to go, first half. Mark Finney has the ball for Buckland, almost stolen by Matt Thomas as he got it to his brother Brock Finney. Brock Finney gets it down to Harder, tried to put up a shot. I believe they're going to tag Brashear with the foul.
Trey Treasure picks up the foul.
That'd be Treasure's first foul. Yep, five fouls for Brashear. And Harder's going to shoot two. First one's up and good. 27-12 with 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Meanwhile, Daniel Smith checks in for Hunter Higgins. And Treasure exits the game in favor of Jacob Sweet. Harder's second shot is on its way, and it is a little short, but a kind bounce lets it up and over the rim. It's now 27-13. Thomas has the ball for Brashear, brings it across the timeline, gets it right wing for Smith. Smith fakes. Now, fakes again now, throws it out of bounds, a little too far in front of Thomas there. Smith is not, Buckland kicked it out, it appears. Ferdig to inbound, gets it to Smith. Smith puts up a 15-footer off the top of the backboard, no good, rebounded by Jackson, and he is driving the other way. Cut off by Thomas. Thomas got a hand on the shot, no good, rebounded by Mark Finney. He puts it up and in from 6 feet.
Matt Thomas bringing it up the court. Pass the left wing to Jake Sweet. Stop the key to Daniel Smith. Right wing to Matt Thomas into Ryan Furtick. Misses off the backboard. Rebounded by Kyler Watson. Jump ball in favor of Brashear.
Cody Doinge has got his hand on that, so going to force the jump ball for Brashear.
Matt Thomas gets it. Three-point line, drives in off the backboard. Rebounded by Mark Finney, drives up the court. Passes to Harder. Harder passes to the other Finney. Oh, air ball there. Rebounded by Ryan Furtick. Takes it up the court, flying up the court. Jump shot, too hard off the backboard. Out of bounds on Brashear. Call it Buckland ball.
58.9 seconds left to go. First half, 27-15, Brashear.
Finney brings it up the court. Slowing it down here.
They might play for last shot. You can't tell.
Dribbles right. Gets it to his brother, Mark Finney. Passes out to Jackson. Stolen by Matt Thomas, who goes up. Layup and one.
Great execution there by Thomas to fend off the defender with the right hand. When you're going in for a left-handed layup, that's what you want to do. Fend off the defender with the right hand, shoot it with the left, and get fouled. 29-15 with one away, coming for Matt Thomas with 39.7 seconds left to go first half. Thomas has that sweet free throw shot. Nothing but net. 30-15, 39.0 seconds left to go here.
Finney bringing it up the court for Buckland. Dribbles right. Oh, stolen. Almost stolen by Matt Thomas. Recovered by Jackson. Jackson passes to Mark Finney in the corner. Kicks it out. Finney tips it back. Jackson takes it down to the right corner. Passes back to Finney. Out of bounds on Matt Thomas.
Oh, they have 14.4 seconds. Still plenty of time, but they need to show a little hustle. They didn't show much hustle in the possession last time.
Passes into Jackson. Dribbles right. Gets to Finney. Dribbles up right. Just outside the three-point line. Dribbles to the top of the key. Guarded by Matt Thomas. Goes. Shoots.
Well, it was nothing but net. The thing was, it didn't go through the cylinder first. So, after one half, it is 30-15 in favor of the Brashear Tigers. What do you see in the second half, Josiah?
Brashear got a little sloppy this second quarter, but we should be able to come out on top.
Well, appears they set the clock for 8 minutes. We'll be back on the other side of halftime. Well, we're back for the second half. In case you just joined us, the Brashear Lady Tigers beat the Buckland Lady Bulldogs 29-13. And the score here at the start of the second half is 30-15 in favor of the Brashear Tigers. What do you see in the second half, Josiah?
Buckland has been completely dominated by Brashear's defense here, but they're starting to move the ball a little better and get a few good shots off.
Brashear just appears to, on the outside of Brock Finney, Brashear just is faster and quicker than Buckland. But here we go with the second half. Finney inbounds to Jackson, and Jackson has it at the top of the key. I'm sure they're looking to get it to Brock Finney. Jackson takes it to the right wing, goes around to Brashear defender, and it's stolen by Trey Treasure. Brashear, he hands off to Hazen, and we're headed the other way. Hazen has it top of the key, gets it right wing for Ferdig, now top of the key for Thomas. Thomas gets it left wing for Hazen into Kyler Watson, off the glass, no good, rebounded by Buckland, and they hand off to Finney, and he's going the other way like lightning. He stopped by Ferdig and hands off to
Carter.
He gets it into Almond, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Treasure, now to Thomas. Thomas is moving. Thomas is an alley-oop pass to Ferdig type deal. Shot's no good by Ferdig, but it's rebounded by Hazen. Hazen looks like two hands over the head with a shot, and he made it off the glass. It's 32-15, 5 minutes remaining in the third quarter.
Is open late Friday night.
It looked like an odd shot by Hazen, but it went down. Meanwhile, Jackson has the ball for Buckland, and
it is blocked by Ryan Ferdig. Goes out of bounds.
It's going to be Buckland ball here. They get the ball into Allman, puts up an air ball, rebounded by Watson. Watson gets it to Thomas, and we're moving down to the court. Gets it left wing to Hazen. Hazen has it, now gets it to Thomas in the left corner, puts up a three off the front iron, no good, gets his own rebound, goes in, reverse layup, and it's good. Beautiful play by Thomas.
You did a good job of following a shot there.
34-15, 4:25 remaining in the third quarter. Jackson has it for at the top of the key for Buckland. Now gets it to Harder. Gets it in. Up and in. That Harder, I think he's the leading scorer. He has, it's 17-34 now, 4:10 left to go.
Harder probably has 10 points.
He gets the ball right wing for Ferdig. Ferdig back to Thomas, top the key. Thomas fakes left, now gets it right for Ferdig. Goes in for the shot. They're going to call it on the floor, a foul on. They're going to tag. They're going to call a charge, I think.
Charge on Ferdig.
Meanwhile, Mark Finney has the ball for Buckland. He gets it out to Jackson at the top of the key. Jackson dribbles in. Now back to Finney for 15 feet. No good. Rebounded by Watson. That was a good rebound. One-handed rebound by Watson.
That was a long shot, air ball.
Now left wing for Thomas. Thomas gets it top of the key for Ferdig. Ferdig thinks about shot. Now gets it left corner for Hazen. Hazen puts up a shot just inside the two-point line. No good. Rebounded by, well, he's going out of bounds. Finney saved it into to Watson, and Watson put it up and in. Does Finney get credited with an assist there, Josiah, for the other team?
I would give it to him. I don't think his coach would appreciate that, though.
Jackson and Thomas, meanwhile, are tied up. It's going to be jump ball, and possession favors the Buckland Bulldogs, and I believe we have a whole fresh set now for Brashear. The old set's out, and the new set is Hunter Higgins, Anthony Ambrosia, who has the ball, Jacob Owens, Cody Hayden, and Jacob Sweet. Sweet now has it, right wing, gets it into Hayden, right block. Hayden hands off to Ambrosia, right corner. Ambrosia looking to Owens, back to Ambrosia now, left wing for Higgins. Higgins has been hot beyond the three-point line, but he instead gives it to Ambrosia. Back to Sweet, now to Ambrosia, just inside the right elbow, and it's stolen by Jackson, and he's gone the other way. Nobody catches him, and he misses the layup. Rebound by
Jake Sweet.
Lost it to
Jackson.
Jackson. Yeah. Jackson goes in this time and is fouled by
Ambrosia. Yes. Ambrosia gets a foul.
Jackson will get two free throws here. 36-17 is the score. 2:44 left to go, third quarter. Jackson's got a nice-looking free-throw shot. First one's good, 18-36 now.
Oh.
The sweet shot didn't work so good the second time. He drew absolutely nothing that time.
Cody Hayden takes it out of bounds, gets it to Anthony Ambrosia, bringing it up the court. Top of the key, passes right to Hunter Higgins.
Shoot that, Hunter. Man, you've been hot.
Passes to Jake Sweet, top of the key. Back to Ambrosia in the right corner. Back to Sweet. To Hunter Higgins in the left wing. Almost in to Jacob Owens, but stolen by Mark Finney. Takes it up the court. Finney almost gets a shot off there, but he's surrounded by a lot of guys taller than he is.
He is mobbed. He somehow gets the ball out to Harder, and he puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Dewey. He is now back to Harder. Harder throws it into the hands of Ambrosia. Ambrosia is weaving and trying to get down to shoot, and he does, and it's good. Boy, that was a good shot there by Ambrosia. He kind of held the ball back until the last second when he was in the air and launched it and hit it off the backboard. 38-18 left to go, 1:50 left in the third quarter.
Jackson bringing it up the court for Buckland. Screen by Doings. Jackson takes it down. Doings shoots off the backboard.
It's going to be a Brashear ball. That was a good play there by Doings. A little pick and roll action.
Ambrosia has it at the top of the key. Left to Hunter Higgins. Almost to Jacob Owen, but swatted away. Into Jacob Owens. Bobbled. Stolen by Mark Finney. Passes back to Jackson. To Doange, puts it up, off the backboard and in.
That was a good play again, 38-22 left to go, or that's the score, 1:11 left to go. Ambrosia has the ball for Brashear. Top the key now, 2-3 zone by Buckland. Now top the key to Sweet. Sweet gets it left wing for Higgins now in the corner for Ambrosia. Tries to get it into Owens, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Ambrosia, I think, as he tried to recover it. Going to be Buckland ball with 57.9 seconds left to go, third period.
Ball passed in to Finney. To Jackson. Dribbles up the court slowly. 50 seconds left. Jackson dribbles right, picked by Finney. Goes down, stuck on the baseline, surrounded, stolen by Hunter Higgins. This is Cody Hayden. Pass to Jake Sweet. Oh. I think that was supposed to be an oop pass to Jacob Owen, but it's stolen.
By Brock Finney. You know, here coming out of the third quarter, I expected Finney to do really all the ball handling, and he hasn't touched it very many times. I expect him to go back to him as he can really handle the ball well.
Jackson's been doing a decent job, but Finney's probably a little. Ambrosia has the ball, taking up the court.
Ambrosia has it now, top of the key. Owens is jumping up and down, trying to beg for the ball. They get it right wing to Higgins, now top the key for Sweet. Sweet looks, gets into the corner for Ambrosia. Wide open if he wanted it. Now goes baseline, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Sweet. Good rebound. Up off the glass, no good, rebounded by Dewey. Just kicks it out. 5 seconds left, and then there's a scrum. 3.8 seconds left. It's going to be Buckland ball. They're going to have to get it in and get a shot off in. 3.8 seconds. Still plenty of time, but.
Looks like they're going to pass it into Jackson. Passes into Jackson.
3-2. They get it to Finney.
Gets a shot. Air ball.
Air ball. Well, after three, it's 38-22. Brashear's going to bring back the A team.
That was a good idea by O'Haver getting some of his younger players some playing time.
Oh, yeah. Well, after three quarters, Josiah, you've seen the game develop. You've seen what's happened. What will happen?
I believe Buckland is going to have Jackson handle the ball and have Harder, or maybe Jackson will shoot the ball.
Well, here we go. We'll see if your predictions hold true. Going to be Brashear ball in the last and final quarter. Hazen's going to operate the point for Brashear. He gets it, tries to get it into Watson. Watson recovers it, gets it to wide open left block. Matt Thomas. Thomas puts it up and in. 40-22, 5:40 left to go. They get the ball to Jackson. Jackson doing the handling, it looks like. Now he gets it to Finney. Finney gets it into the right elbow, puts up a shot in and out, rebounded by
Doinges.
Now he puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Furtig, and he is flying down the court, but pulls back, gets it to Thomas, top the key. Thomas gets it to Furtig for a three on the right wing. No good. Gets his own rebound. A little wild shot that second time, but Kylie Watson corrals it and then loses it out of bounds to Finney, and Finney kicks it out. Going to be Brashear ball here. 5:22 left to go, fourth quarter. Treasure inbounds to Watson, wide open on the right block, puts it up and in. 42-22 now, 20-point lead. The Tigers have opened up. Jackson heading the other way, loses it. But Finney recovers, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Treasure. Treasure hands off to Thomas, and we're headed to Brashear's side now. Thomas gets it left block for Watson, and up and in again. That seems to be working. Left block is open tonight. 44-22, 4:54 left to go. Looks like on the process of getting the ball in, Brock Finney, the Buckland guard, steps over the line on trying to inbound it. So it'll be Brashear ball with 4:53 left to go, fourth quarter, 44-22, and is a score. I believe Buckland's called the timeout here to talk things over.
Brashear turned on their press, and Buckland just got really intimidated there.
Yeah, they did. They didn't know what to do. It looks like right now the coach of the boys, Robert Amon, is telling him what to do. He looks to be a little upset. Anyway, going to be Brashear ball here. Treasure to inbound. Gets it into Watson right block this time, and this time he's fouled right away. 4:51. They didn't. They took 2 seconds off and got a foul. Watson to shoot two. That was on Brock Finney. That's his second foul. That is one thing Buckland didn't need. Watson's first shot is up and in. 45-22, 4:51 left to go. Watson's second shot is also in. 46-22. Gets the ball into Jackson. Jackson pulls back. Now flies through the defense. Jackson tries to hand off to Finney, but Hazen was right there instead. Hazen a little around the back action. Fancy pass to Thomas. Thomas up and in off the glass. Oh, that was great guard play by Hazen. 48-22. Ball is thrown out of bounds by Finney, and Buckland appears to just be falling apart now. 4:33 left to go, fourth quarter. It's 48-22. It's going to be Brashear ball out from underneath their own basket.
Frazier inbounds. Almost to Kyler Watson. Ryan Friedig recovers, puts up a shot, and it's good. Finney inbounds to the other Finney.
Oh, wow. A little too much aggression there by Hazen, and he's going to get tagged with his, I believe that's his second foul. It is.
Bashir's up, 50-22, 4:23 left. Buckland gets it in to Harder. Harder gets it back to Finney. Back to Harder in the left corner, takes it up. Oh, in and out. That was an unlucky roll for Harder. Thomas takes it up the court. Timeout for Bashir.
Going to have some subs. Bringing in the seventh grade bunch here. All seventh graders. I stand corrected. Daniel Smith will represent the eighth grade for Brashear. With 4:07 left to go, fourth quarter, it's 50-22. And I think the seventh graders here are going to finish it up for Brashear. What do you have, Josiah?
I believe so. Cody Snelling and Daniel Smith, both decent players.
Yeah, we're going to say Snelling to Smith. Perhaps Snelling to basket a lot, too.
That's always a possibility. Buckland is keeping their A-team in.
Well, yeah, but I think you're right. Brashear's still out is taller than the rest of them. It's stolen by Mark Finney. He's going the other way. He's going to put up a layup. He got it. 24-50. 3:54 left to go. And that's just growing pains for Brashear. Going to be Snelling to handle the ball just like Josiah said he would. He gets it right wing for Reeves. Now top the key for Smith. Smith gets it. Reeves out in the corner for Snelling. Snelling puts up a shot. A little too strong. Rebounded by Harder. Harder hands off to Finney, and they are off to the races. Gets it ahead to the other Mark Finney. Finney puts it up, and he outran the rest of the team.
Snelling taking it up the court for Brashear. Dribbles right. Pulls back. The top of the key. Passes Zach Reeves on the right wing. Pass up to Daniel Smith, the top of the key. Cody Snelling gets it on the left wing, passes across the court to Zach Reeves. Zach Reeves is the top of the key to Smith. Stolen by Jackson, who takes it up the court. Up and in. Oh, layup too hard. Rebound by Finney, who airballs, and it's then knocked out of bounds by Brashear. Buckland passes it to the corner to Jackson. Top of the key to Mark Finney. Takes it up for a layup. Too hard off the backboard.
Rebound by Johnson and gets it off to Stelling. We're headed the other way. Stelling brings it across the timeline. Fakes left. Goes right. Almost loses it. Does lose it. And Mark Finney comes up with it. He's going to bring it across. Attempted steal by Jay Scudder was a little off. Gets a right wing now for Jackson. Jackson tried to fake and juke his way around for Daniel Smith. Daniel Smith's a pretty stout guy. He didn't get around. They're going to call Smith with a blocking foul there.
I believe Buckland lowered their shoulder there. Jackson in. Up a little hard. In the rebounded by Buckland in the corner. Up Almond. Misses a shot. Rebound by Reeves. Snelling is bringing up the court. Finney is playing tight defense. Snelling in, almost to Johnson, stolen by Almond. Pass to Finney, who goes up the court. Pass to Almond. He's fouled.
Almond will shoot a couple. Yeah, with 2:04 left to go in the final quarter here, it's 50-26 in favor of Brashear, but Buckland has a chance to add a couple. First shot's up, and a little strong, no good.
Fouls on Johnson here. His first.
Five team fouls for Brashear this half, and only one for Buckland. Second shot's no good either. Good rebound there by Johnson. Gets it off to Snelling. Snelling brings it across the timeline. Looks to pass. Picks up his dribble. Now forced to pass. Puts back down the dribble. I don't know. They should have called the double dribble there, but anyway.
By Finney, who takes it up the court.
Poked out of bounds by... No, they're going to say Buckland loses out of bounds. I believe it's going to be Brashear ball here. Duinges comes into the game for Brock Finney. And Snelling has the ball for Brashear. 1:38 left to go, final quarter. Snelling gets it to the left wing for Smith. Smith hands off to Johnson. Johnson at the free throw line. Hard off the glass. Rebounded by Duinges. Duinges kicks it out to Mark Finney. Mark Finney's off to the races. And Johnson and Reeves appeared to have fouled it, but they didn't call it, and they let Smith have it. Smith with the rebound, I mean. They get it off to Snelling. Snelling's going to bring it across. It's 50-26, 1:15 left to go, fourth quarter. Snelling has it top the key. Now looks to pass. Gets it. Oh, gets it out of bounds. It's going to be Buckland ball, 1:08 left to go. Dakota Walker is going to come into the game for Brashear in favor of Jay Scudder. Here we go. We got Jackson handling the ball. 1 minute left to go. Jackson goes, tries to get around Snelling, finally does, but they're going to get Snelling with a foul. 58.2 seconds left to go. Well, I would almost say comeback is an impossibility here, Josiah, but they say in sports nothing's impossible, so I won't. This is as close as it gets. Ball's inbounded to Duinges. Duinges tries to do a post move here on Johnson. Can't get around him. Instead, hands off to Jackson. Jackson goes around, tries to get around Smith. He gets a shot off somehow, and he makes it. 28-50.
Looks like Daniel Smith tipped the ball, but it still went in.
Yeah, good defense there by Smith. Just a good or lucky, whichever you want to call it, out there. And now Snowing has it for Brashear.
Looks finally like he traveled.
Finally gets it away to Reeves with 30 seconds left. Reeves passes right into the hands of Mark Finney. Finney gets it ahead to Harder, and Harder loses it. Regains it, but kicks it out of bounds himself. It's going to be Brashear ball here. 23.6 seconds left to go. The countdown is on. Snelling's going to bring it across.
Snelling bringing up the court. Good defense by Mark Finney. Snelling takes it up and in. Oh. Good pass.
Hey.
Smith, he was wide open on the left block. Off the bank.
52-28 with 5 seconds left to go. Jackson has it. Gets the right wing for Finney. Finney puts up the shot. No good. Going to go out of bounds. And that'll do it. 52-28, the final of the Brashear Tigers versus the Buckland Bulldogs. It was a good game there by Brashear. Everything seemed to click for him. And as you said earlier, the bank was open. So at Tiger Arena, this is Tyler Killen.
And this is Josiah Belzer.
We'll see you next time.